Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, disposing of pesticides and other unwanted farm chemicals and things like that is an ongoing issue, and South Carolina has set up some pesticide disposal days this year, and you have that schedule available now.
Well, you're right. It's something that I'm very proud that we undertook, I think, 3 to 4 years ago now. And each year we offer some scheduled times where the Department of Agriculture, either at an independent site or in conjunction with others, will set up and take unused, unwanted, out-of-date, unsure pesticides and other chemicals from farmers across the state. And it's just a great initiative that I think serves the farming community well.
Now, these pesticide collection dates and locations are designed to serve as much of the state as possible.
Well, you're right. We'll pick geographic spots around the state where we think there's a full-time farmers or part-time farmers in more urban areas, as we did last month and we'll do this month. But we try to cover the state. It's been real successful. Again, each year that goes by, I think we're getting more and more, so that I don't think there's as much stuff out in the barns, except when people hear about it for the first time, then that's always good, too, that they can get rid of a big quantity of stuff.
Now, you have dates scheduled here just in the next 10 days or so. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's right. We'll go back and partner with Richland County Solid Waste folks again on the 15th of May. We did it, I think, 2 years ago last year. We're going to do it at the fairgrounds, which is on Rosewood Drive. People know where that is. It's going to start at 7 o'clock. We'll go to 6 o'clock. And we'll have our folks out there taking products from farmers who can make it by there. It's very much like what we just did last month over in Lexington County. We worked at a middle school, just a good, convenient place. And we had over 850 cars come through. So it just points out just how much need there is out there for this service.
Now, let's talk about some of the parameters of what you can drop off and how it needs to be labeled, that kind of thing.
Well, we have a limit of, I think, 2,500 pounds of product in several containers. I tell you, I don't know by heart, but if you go on the website, all of the information about that is on there, but also our consumer services department, which is right there out at the State Farmers Market. They can give you all of the details, but we don't require it. Tell us really what they have or who they are. So that's the part. It is truly, as you say, an amnesty program where you can get rid of those products that are in the back of the barn that might be a hazard to someone, and that's what the program's all about.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.